Hello, welcome to Hacker Public Radio News for February 2011. Alan, and in this show we're rounding up the last month's news from the HPR community, well, at least as much of it as I have seen. First of all, I'd like to welcome three new hosts to the network: Dismal Science, N50, and Brome. Welcome on board. I look forward to hearing more shows from you guys in the future. We had a interesting start to the month with episode 632 by Droops, the notebook method for dealing with ADHD. And by explaining how he copes with ADHD, we do get a glimpse into how difficult it must be to live with this condition. Then the next, we had Scarlett with the Language Frontier episode 1, and I suspect that many common misconceptions will be shattered by the end of what promises to be an excellent series on language. Klaatu came along with Urban Camping Episode 5, Finding Food. Never one to shrink from controversy, in this episode, Klaatu calls into question the morality of food supply. Dismal Science brought us Cloudy Predictions. A new host brings us a wake-up call about the realities of cloud computing. Will the people footing the bill keep footing the bill? That's the question. We had Pokey with Kid3-QT. First of all, big apologies to Pokey for forgetting to add a show to the calendar. That was completely my fault. In the show, Pokey gave us a run through of the KDE application for adding metadata to audio files. And greetings from Holland to his mother, who listens to his shows, and I hope she listens to this one as well. And, you know, she's not exempt from the New Year's resolution that every listener of HPR should try and send in a show to HPR. But more about that later. The following day we had Brother Mouse with his Everyday Carry. And this series was started by Dave Sexy 8. And Brother Mouse continues the tradition of letting us know what's in his daily carry. He's a Texan, so sidearm and knife wasn't that much of a surprise, but sadly, there was no mention of his hat. Followed on by Urban Camping Episode 6, and Klaatu to give us money-saving tips, and this has actually prompted me to do an episode on the way in which we've saved quite a bit of money, and if you've got some tips too, it's an ideal time to send them in to HPR. Aptly, Droops came in with Podcasts Are Not Radio. Keep it short, keep it sweet, keep it to the point, is his message. There is no time constraints on HPR, and if you want to send us in a 5-minute tip, send us in a 5-minute tip. Ideally, we'll have a nice balance of show mixes. I think the longest one we've had is 3-something hours, and the shortest one was just under 2 minutes. So there is no need to waffle if you don't want to. Of course you can if you want. Then we had Pipeman Music about microphones, where he gave us the down and dirty about audio, and he has given us some useful information on microphones. I actually don't like to hear these shows because I know I'm going to have to stop and listen to them over and over again because they're so interesting. So this series will be referenced near and far, that's for sure. Klaatu Urban Camping Episode 7 come next, and this is the last in the series, and to be honest, I'm sad to see it go. I hope he does do some shows on feedback or does other variations on it. Not to say that I've turned into a vagrant or anything, but it has made me look at the world a little differently, and that's always a good thing. Brother Mouse came on with another show, second in his, of his three shows this month, Hacking Your Suburban Backyard with Chickens. And that's proof that you have no clue about what's going to come up on HBR the next day. And it took me a while to figure out what he meant by tractor. So if you don't know, go to the links in the show notes and you will find out. Droops had What's On My MP3 Player, and I hated this show as well because now I have an even longer list of podcasts that I have to listen to. But a cool show there as well. And then first show from N50, the Plop Boot Manager and Unit Booten, a great team. This was a really cool show. It's amazing actually how many people are busy recycling computer systems. Seems to be a theme going through the community at the minute. And this has given me ideas for two PCs that are sitting down in the basement that I was going to chuck, but I might be able to bring them back to life with some, with this information here. And then we had Corbuntu and Bailey Juran with The Dinosaur's Dilemma. And this is a story of someone who wants to make the shift into the world of geekdom and wants to bring us along for the ride. The following day, we had Dismal Science questioning whether we needed an Android carrier plan. And this is one of the ones where you realize that each market is different. For example, here in the Netherlands, we don't have an abundance of free open Wi-Fi, but we do have unlimited data plans for 10 euros a month. So, yeah. But interesting nonetheless. Got some good tips out of that show. And then we had Brother Mouse with How I Got Into Linux. I always find these interesting. We had some audio issues with this show, actually, and turns out the reason was that there's a sample rate of 1105 instead of 4400. I always check all the shows with MPlayer before and after I upload them, as well as checking them when I download them. And it turns out that MPlayer can handle these absolutely fine, but other media players like VLC can't. I wanted to thank Claudia M for pointing this out to us, so I've added yet another step to my upload process in the morning, where I check the shows with VLC before and after downloading them. So, but if you notice any problems with sound, please email the admin at hackerpublicradio.org. Don't assume that somebody else will. I'd rather get my mailbox filled up with notifications than not knowing about it. Okay, I've uploaded the version again, so if you had problems playing that show, that's episode 647. If you had problems playing that, you can go ahead and download it again. The following day, I did a quick 5-minute episode on the command line utility wput. I taking a lesson here from Droops. I wanted to release some short shows that highlight some of the small programs that I use that might not be that well known, and I have a few more coming, and I'm always interested to hear yours as well, so long as you don't pick the ones that I intend to do. Okay, right, I've gesproken. Anyway, the following day we had Quimmof, sorry for butchering your handles, and Phantom Hawk doing your own auto repairs. Oh, this one cracked me up. Not because of the show, but it brought me back to times when I used my first car, which was an old Mark III Ford Escort. Actually, it was a Mark I Ford Escort. And no, it was a Mark III. And doing my own auto repairs on that. I remember one cold New Year's Eve, the whole front steering thing came off one of the wheels, the wheel came off, and had to replace the whole thing on my parents' front yard. Actually, it was a very good night as well when we went in eventually. Anyway, the following day was last show, and that was Brome with the dumpster diving, another one in rescuing old stuff and putting it to use. This is his first show, and I definitely hope not his last. I'd like to thank everybody who has contributed this month, some of the old regulars, and indeed some new hosts, and some of the old hosts have decided to come back into the fold. And now, how to podcast by phone.
Hello and welcome to the Hacker Public Radio audio cast recording line number 1. Please begin recording after the tone. When you are finished recording, press the pound key and your submission will be automatically delivered to Hacker Public Radio for publication.
Hello everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and this is a episode on HPR on how to do a podcast by using the public telephone network. A few weeks ago, I asked, would it be possible for us to set up a telephone line that we could use to record podcasts? The idea being to lower the barrier of entry for somebody who might want to record a show. As you all know, my goal is to have everybody who listens to the Hacker Public Radio Network contribute one show a year, and then we would have no problems filling our roster. It came to my attention that Pokey's mom is also a listener and may be confused by the intricacies of recording a show that's people who traditionally work with computers from day in, day out might have problems with. As a result, this idea came into my head and I posted a request on the HPR mailing list for suggestions on how to do this. After some discussion, Russ Woodman, K5 Tux, volunteered his services, specifically that of his Asterix box and his subscription, which he is paying dearly for every month, to provide us with some infrastructure in which to record shows. So I am picking up the telephone line from here in the Netherlands, and I dialed the number area code international 1 for the US, and then area code 206-312-5749. This will be in the show notes. 206-312-5749. And I dialed in, and the first thing I heard was Russ saying to giving a welcome message, and that at the end I should press the hash symbol. And once I do that, the show will automatically be emailed to, or will be uploaded to, the FTP site, where I, in my persona as HPR admin, will download it and add the intro and outro music and publish it on HPR. So it's all very exciting stuff. You are now listening to history being made here on the HPR network. So folks, there is absolutely no barriers remaining on how you can send in a show. If you, for some reason, are unable to vocalize your shows, you can always send them in a prepared script and we will read them out, or we will do a text-to-speech conversion so that they can go out on the HPR network. I would like to thank everybody who's been involved in this discussion, Phoenix included, but especially Russ for putting the service for us here available on HPR. And I would like to encourage you all to record some shows. It's fantastic. And remember to include your name and contact information, because otherwise I won't know who to attribute the show to. Okay, thank you very much, and I will talk to you later.
Thank you for using this Hacker Public Radio audio cast recording line. Your recording has been submitted. Goodbye. Hello and welcome to the Hacker Public Radio audio cast recording line number 1. Please begin recording after the tone. When you are finished recording, press the pound key and your submission will be automatically delivered to Hacker Public Radio for publication.
Hi, this is Ken calling in just to tell you all that thanks to Phoenix, there is now a UK number that you can dial for people this side of the pond. And the number is 0044 for the UK, 203-432-5879. That's 0203-432-5879. This is Ken signing off.
Thank you for using this Hacker Public Radio audio cast recording line.
And those numbers again, in case you can get them in the US, you can dial 206-312-5749. And in the UK, 203-432-5879. And remember, please include your name and address. And don't forget the tic-tac-toe hash octothorpe pound sign at the end, or it won't work. And again, thanks to Russ and Aaron for sorting this out. Absolutely. This is just the coolest thing out. You can tell that I'm super excited by this. Okay, first of all, last month I promised to give you a little update on automation and the RSS feed. The RSS feed is delayed because it requires changes to the database. I've had reports of problems from Ritherbox by Bill Plants and problems with GPodder reported by Larry Bushy from the Going Linux podcast, who went a to and fro about the format of the feed. And first of all, I'm chuffed that Larry listens to the show. And if you are not familiar with Going Linux podcast, please go over and check those guys out. So that's the RSS feed. The reason for that is that we require a database change. And the reason we require a database change is because of the encoding of the HTML that we're using. I am also working on a website update. Just kind of don't want to announce now, but unfortunately, it's not a thing I can roll out in stages. It's a all or nothing type deal because we are requiring database changes. And hopefully when that's done, you'll be able to go to the website and press upload and then be able to upload a show. Each host will be able to log in and upload their own shows that way and manage their own metadata that way. And I don't know if you could get that. Thanks. And yes, you're going to need a function and email address for that to work. So anyway, now I want to get on to another topic that has come up, and that is syndicated shows. And I sent this email out on the mailing list. So I'm running into some difficulties with how best to address syndicated shows, so I'd appreciate your feedback. Basically, the background is I'm trying to specify scheduling rules to be fair to everybody, but also with a view to automating the task. I've taken the view that shows produced for HPR get priority to the schedule and get scheduled before syndicated shows. But this brings into the question, what exactly is a syndicated show? So if a show is posted to an RSS feed before it's been posted to HPR, then it's simple, it's a syndicated show. However, we have had a resubmission on the series that was on a podcast that faded, so probably nobody's ever heard these shows. So are these ones syndicated or not? That's the question. Or do I schedule them as a regular HPR show? We've also had submissions from a host that posts to the HPR FTP server at the same time as the post to their own. So they get, because of the delay in scheduling, they come out later on HPR than they do on a zone RSS feed. So are these syndicated shows? Then, after hearing episode 635, Dismal Science's Cloudy Predictions, I was reminded of the speech that Evan Mogul gave called Freedom in the Cloud, Software Freedom, Privacy for Web 2.0 and Cloud Computing at a meeting of the Internet Society New York branch on February the 5th, 2010, which I thought would be ideal for HPR. And 5150 emailed me to say that I quote, I noticed that there haven't been any recordings from LUG meetings in a while. I thought you might want to ask for submissions where meetings or talks from various fests are already recorded. But with the scheduling rules that we already have at the moment, syndicated shows don't ever get played. And the scheduling rules are time critical goes first, scheduled slots go second, new host gets bumped to the top, HPR content comes first, first in, first out, and syndicated shows come in first in, first out. So what that means essentially is so long as we have enough people supplying shows, we never play syndicated hosts, we never play other stuff. Now, on the other side, we've had comments from people saying that in the last few months, the floodgates have really opened on HPR feed and they can't keep up with the amount of podcasts that we're releasing. So I'd like to float the idea here of reserving Tuesday and Thursday for syndicated shows, for LUGs talks, for speeches, you know, any sort of thing that you think might be of interest to the community. Even releasing man pages read by Danny Speak or Lynn. So, of course, your feedback is very much welcome at the mailing list, which is hackerpublicradio.org/mailing list. And if you're not on the mailing list, please join. It's a very, very low key. You can also join a digest where you get one email a day of what's been going on. So please join that. Moving on. I am running a design competition at the moment, and I'd like to have some mini business cards made. The idea being that we give them out at shows to people interested in recording a show or to potential interviewees. I've seen them add a touch of professionalism to recorded DVDs or CDs, and despite watching the entire run of screensavers.evenext.org, I'm still lacking anything approaching artistic flair. So I'm putting the call out here for anybody to help me design some business cards. Klaatu has already sent in submissions, so you can do so too. So let's talk about the back first. It should have the QR code to hackerpublicradio.org's about page. So that from there, anybody with an iPhone or an Android phone can scan the barcode, can immediately go to our about page, see what we are, and then there's links to everything else from there. Everything else on the back can be pretty much whatever you like. I've linked in the show notes my first attempt, which is basically a whole go of all our contact information. Now, we have a lot more freedom to do what we want with the front, and I can upload 100 different versions for a print run. So it's very, very likely that if you send in anything, it'll get submitted. So feel free to send in various different options for the front. So more or less, can guarantee you that if you send in a submission, at least the front will get printed on one or two business cards. And then we'll have the competition for the actual back itself. And the guidelines, I'm having them printed by Moo.com, which somebody recommended to me. I have no affiliation with them. If you want to recommend where I can get them printed somewhere else, that would be great. The design guidelines is 874 by 378 at 300 dpi, but you can go to the website for more information on that. The idea would be as well that we might use some of this for changing the design of the website and for using it in other places. Excuse me. And the prize, of course, is my eternal gratitude and the gratitude of everybody on the planet for not having to subject my art on them. But seriously, if you you'll get added to the list of contributors on HPR, you'll... if you give me your mail address, I'll send you on some of the cards with your design on them. I'll send you some HPR stickers. And if you're willing to pay the postage or come and pick them up or meet me at one of the fests or something, you can pick some of the computer books that I have here that I'm trying to get rid of. So, links in the show notes. Speaking of HPR promotion, I'd like to thank the guys over at Gone Linux again. They repurposed the Tom Merritt episode that Kubuntu did as a Christmas break episode. Phoenix also interviewed me for the first episode of his new podcast at Phoenix Tech Weekly. I'd also like to thank Dan and the lads over at the Linux Link Tech Show, because they've been pimping HPR all month. It's been very, very helpful, and we got some people come back to us from that. I'd also like to thank the Linux Outlaws, who gave us a big plug on episode 187, which has seen some people come over to the show, and also has raised another topic which I might be able to address next month, hopefully. I'd like to thank Jonathan Nadeau over at Frostcast for playing our promo. And for your information, Pokey has gone ahead and ordered the HPR stickers. And thank to Code Cruncher, aka Mia, who came to our rescue again. She uploaded all the shows for archive.org last month, and this month she was on hand to redesign the logo so that it would be acceptable to the printers. So that was cool. Very, very cool. Speaking of very cool, we have mirrors now available at archive.org, and the address is archive.org/details/hacker-public-radio. And Jason Scott's textfiles.com has us at audio.textfiles.com/shows/HPR. Okay, and in other news, I'd like to thank Dave P. for pointing out that the link to our sponsor, Kira.net, wasn't working on the website. For some reason, Flash, I can't get links to work in Flash. And as I don't like Flash, I replaced it with one of their animated GIFs. Sporus and team have signed up for a Nameless InfoSec podcast on the first Tuesday of every month, actually. I'll just change that to the show notes. Stank was on to tell us that there's already an Icecast server running on the HPR's server, so we can stream HPR shows from there, and I'm waiting for him to get back to me on with more information on how to do that. Ilian Rabiovic links us to some banners for Scale 9, which is going to be occurring on the 25th to the 27th of February 2011. And if you have promotions or banners, why don't you send them along and we'll add them to the site. Feel free also to add promos to your own shows. And if somebody wants to do a promo show here on HPR once a month or once every 2 months, taking a look at what's coming up on the Linux scene or the hackers scene, shows and places to be and announcements and stuff like that, feel free to do so. I haven't as yet found a way to automate the uploads to archive.org, and if somebody wants to investigate that, I would seriously appreciate it. We are getting hot and heavy with the old social networks. This month we've set up a Facebook group, and you'll find a hot link to that at hackerpublicradio.org/Facebook. I can't find a way to automatically add everybody, but anybody can join. Just invite there's anybody who wants to be admin, give me a shout and I'll turn you into admin for the group. And we also have a LinkedIn group for the people with suits and ties. You can get to it at hackerpublicradio.org/LinkedIn, or you can search for hackerpublicradio.org. We have a iTunes page apparently at hackerpublicradio.org/iTunes. We'll zoom you over there. Well, that's pretty much all the news for this month. I'd like to thank everybody who's contributed to it. It's the more people are contributing, the more it's taking up of my time, but it's very rewarding at the same time. And now, remember, folks, without our spammers, where would we be? I know we've been putting up the barrier to spammers, but in the last few months, we've been approving all the spam, and you can even tell now that they are realizing this and have reacted as follows. Doctors in Los Angeles writes to say, "It is the best strategy because this page was really spammed. Thanks very much." We have Sharavan, "Get paid for 30 seconds. This software prevents spammers like open source packages. Nowadays, many of the softwares an online...
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net.
Looking forward
so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.
Thank you. This is extremely useful. And that is advertising. So,